compelling insights, unpredictable conversations, encouragement for your day. It's the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio.
That's what I'm talking about.
I think he's saying the phone number too fast.
Can you say the phone number that fast?
Yeah, I can't say the phone number that fast.
This guy's good. I like this guy.
Could you imagine Cyrus hanging out with this guy and he never stopped talking like that? Everything he said about anything, he talked like that.
I yield back. I was going to make a Drew Mariani joke, but decided against it.
Never heard of him. 888-914-9149. See, I'll say it real slow. That's the number, 888-914-9149. Let's go to, is it Angel or Angel in San Juan Capistrano?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Is it Angel? Is
that what you said? Okay. Hi, it's Angel. I was just calling. My mom listens to you every day, and I happened to be asking her a question. She's like, oh, call Patrick Madrid. Ask him. And so I was just
Big
wondering.
Shout out to your mom. Big shout out to her. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, her name is Maria. She's the best.
Hey, Maria.
So I was calling because I was curious with astrology. So if I understand that, like, in, like, Catholicism, like, you're not supposed to, like, have, a, like, practice occult practices or whatever. But if God, like, created the earth and he created the universe and the planets and the stars and everything and nothing's really a coincidence, don't you think there might be, like, some reason that he, like, made, like, for example, like I was born like April 2nd. Apparently, I'm an Aries. Like, don't you think that maybe he made it that way on purpose?
Okay, let me make sure I understand. So, the fact that you're born as in the sign of Aries, I'm born in the sign of Scorpio, for whatever that matters. I never even really think about it, but that's just the luck of God's providence. You're born when you're born. But how are we, help me out here, how are you constructing the argument? Are you saying that because we're born under a certain sign, that therefore is it the case that God did it on purpose so that we would have a connection to that sign? Or maybe I'm missing the question. Can you?
Kind of, I guess, like, just like if he's the one who, like, placed all the stars and made them rotate in this way or whatever, and then he also, like, as much as there's free will, it's like he also has a plan. He knows when things are going to happen and stuff. So, like, he knew I was going to be born, like, April 2nd, 1997 at 10:42 p.m., you know? So, like, do you think maybe there's, like, a reason, like, maybe he placed the stars in that way for a reason or something? And, like, not that necessarily, like, oh, my gosh, everybody start practicing astrology or anything like that, but, like, do you think that maybe, like, it might be connected in some way?
Not in the least. No, I would say there's zero connection between that, because God's loving providence for all of us, his plan for our happiness, does not depend upon the motion of the celestial bodies. They don't they don't govern anything in your life. They don't make you do or not do anything. They don't bring you luck or bad luck. They don't influence you in any moral way. They're just there. It's just like the trees in the forest, which are physical objects that are much closer to you, obviously. So the trees in the forest have no effect on your behavior or your luck or your bad luck. And, of course, we think of it as luck, really. But we don't ascribe such powers to mountains or to the moon or to trees in the forest or the car parked out in front of your house. Those are just objects. They're just things. And the heavenly bodies are the same kind of thing, but much further away and much bigger, obviously. So, no. See, the issue here, and I'm glad you're raising this, because I wonder how many people may at some deeper level think about this or wonder or might even be influenced, and that is that this is the seedbed for superstition. I'm not calling you superstitious. Please don't misunderstand me. Okay, I'm not saying that about you personally. But this is the seedbed. This is the soil in which superstitions can grow. when we ascribe power to things, especially inanimate objects, we ascribe power to them that they don't have. And we either become fearful, or we, in the case of those who want to harness such powers, they become acquisitive, and they're trying to influence things in their own life and maybe get secret knowledge, etc., by ascribing powers to inanimate objects that don't really exist. Not the objects, but the powers. So that's where superstition really begins to enter in. I think the easiest and healthiest way to deal with that, or to put it to rest, is to say, you know, all blessings come from God. Now, if God wants to bless me through an intermediary, you know, the Bible or a radio program or a person or something like that, he does that all the time. But the kind of blessing that you and I get from the star that we call the sun is we get sunlight and vitamin D and sunburns if you're out in the sun too long. But you see, those are physical, natural things, but they don't influence you in any kind of supernatural way. We should see only God as the one who does that.
Okay.
You see?
That makes sense.
I'm not sure if I'm convincing you, but I hope at least it's food for thought.
Yeah, no, that put a lot. Yeah, it was just funny. My friend had sent me an astrology thing, and so I went downstairs, and my mom was listening to you, and I was like, oh, I wonder what my mom thinks about that. So then it's nice to hear what you think about that, too, because I think she usually thinks a lot of the same things that you do.
Well, I'm very happy to know that she listens, and you too. Yeah, so I'm not, my goal here is not to, you know, to stomp on the question. It's a fair question. It's a good question. And the answer lies in the direction of not investing in these inanimate objects like stars and planets with some power that they don't actually have. You know what I'd like to do? Because this is a very wide-reaching question that you're answering or that you're asking me. There is a great resource called Aquinas 101, and they have a really wonderful, it's the Thomistic Institute, and they have a really wonderful, what's the word I'm looking for here, a video on chance and providence and how that works. So there may be some time in the show today where we can play that for you. It's not very long. It might be maybe 5 minutes long, but I think that would be a really helpful answer on this very question. Okay?
Okay, cool.
Good. Maybe you can call your mom up and tell her to tune in if she's not already listening. So probably sometime after this next break, we'll be able to play that. Yeah, Age of Aquarius. I remember that song. So why don't we plan to do that, Cyrus? We'll plan to watch some of or listen to a little bit of the idea of chance and providence and how that works together. This is from the Thomistic Institute. So we'll circle back to that, as Jen Psaki might say. Well, I hope that's helpful, Angel. I'm glad you called, and please greet your mother for me. It's nice to know that she's listening. Thank you. And just stay tuned, because we're going to play some of that audio for you.